call received from home care agency.
Home care, this is Shanedale. How can I help you?
Hey, Shane, it's Karen Gaddy calling from Holistic Care Hospice. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling with a quick question. I'm working with a patient out at Hickory House who's going to be moving back home to Pottstown, and I didn't know if you guys service that area.
Pottstown? Do you have the
Pottstown? Yep, let me get that for you. It is...
Is it in Montgomery County?
It's 19465 is the zip code.
19465, yeah, in Montgomery County. Yeah, we do serve that area. We cover that area.
You do cover that area.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a more urgent need. The patient is, I believe, transitioning, and we want to get her home so that she can pass at home. And we're planning for discharge tomorrow, and she needs a caregiver 24/7. Do you guys do that sort of thing? I know that's
okay,
a tall
it's
order.
It's a process. Does she have active Medicaid?
No.
It's a Medicaid program. She's not a Medicaid?
She's not a Medicaid. You only do Medicaid?
Yeah, we only work with Medicaid, or if they would consider private pay out of pocket.
It would be private pay.
Okay. Is it just a short-term thing? Because you're saying that, is she in a hospice now?
She's currently at Hickory House and going to be going home tomorrow, and hospice is going to be admitting her onto hospice service tomorrow in her home.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking for someone who can serve if possible.
Thank you, ma'am.
I called you because I know Justin from my networking.
I'm not sure who you're trying to reach. We are not doing any hospice care. We're doing the caregiver program. We have caregivers.
Yes, I'm looking for a caregiver. Do you do private duty caregiving?
Yeah, we do. Looking for a caregiver. It's not a registered nurse or anything, just a caregiver.
A caregiver, correct.
Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, I can take the information.
I hear you with the hospice piece. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I can take her information, and we can set up the
calculation. I'm going to have the family call and work with you with this, if that's
okay.
Okay,
amazing. I'll give you my direct number so they can reach me directly.
Okay. And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Shanedale.
Yes, we're doing multiple things here. I'm sorry. We're trying to arrange it. Your name again, ma'am?
My name is Shanedale, Shaindel.
Okay. And what is your number, Shanedale?
My number is 267.
Uh-huh.
551. That'd
be great.
551-7427. 27, perfect. 267-551-7427.
Yeah.
Yeah, date of birth would be...
Okay, and just really quickly, would you, do you know if you would, I know there's a process as far as application and whatnot, but do you ever do a quick turnaround where you have someone available for tomorrow's day?
I'm not in the staffing piece. I wouldn't know exactly what the area. I would take her information and the exact address and see if we have. I'm not familiar with the staffing and the caregivers in that area, but as soon as I get the information, I'll send it over to our staffing coordinator, Sarah. She will be able to assist with this.
Okay.
I'll
give you my number to call back because I know they're pretty much overwhelmed with a lot of things, so I'll help them.
I want to make sure. Okay, how many hours are we looking at?
24 hours.
Oh, yes. 24?
They want somebody.
Okay.
24/7, yep.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I know that's a big ask, but we're just trying. She needs to get home. So I think she might pass in the next few days, possibly.
Okay, so really this is not a short-term thing. We do long-term. I don't think that will work. I mean, we could try. I'm not sure if that's really what...
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I just wanted to call and check if that's what you guys do. We're looking for someone to do 24 hours, 7 days a week, but we're not sure how long she will be alive. So I'm going to say no, but I thank you for your time very much. So
okay. No problem. If anything changes, you can reach me.